It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. In the past, we've often talked about staffing numbers are down, and recently heard about even some officers being hurt in the process of making arrests, and that reduces them down to restricted duty, too, so that affects your staffing even more.
Yeah, the cupboard is pretty bare at the police department. Again, you know, we were cherry-picked pretty heavily by some of the metropolitan agencies this past year and lost some great people to higher-paying jobs with larger police departments, and can't blame people for wanting to move on. We've been trying to work with the city manager and commissioners to make some pay adjustments. It's unfortunate that the recent penny sales tax didn't pass on its first attempt, because that would have given us the new revenue that we could turn our firefighters and law enforcement officers more into career city employees instead of people that are here for a couple of years, get the training, basic experience, and then they're gone. That really is not the cost-effective way for us to do business. So we'll see about what the future brings on taking another look on the sales tax issue. But in the meantime, we have made some hires. Most of those people are at the academy. They'll be graduating in different months as we get into 2023. Then they'll be into field training. Those new hires are not going to change our level of stressed staffing in the short term until we get well into the first half of 2023. In the meantime, most everybody at the police department is working patrol, including detectives and administrative staff, and they are working 3 and 4 days on with 1 or 2 days off. All of those are 12-hour shifts. And even though there's a lot of overtime being paid out, it makes for only long days, as everybody, as we go into the holiday season, would like to be able to spend time with their family and friends. That's not necessarily going to be what the police officers and firefighters are going to be doing. We're all going to be working just to make sure that we have a minimum level of staffing. And we always tell people, what is that minimum level? At the police department, that's 3 police cars on 24 hours a day, and that's where we have been for quite a while. It's not the way we want to continue to do business. We're not as efficient or effective as we know we could be with a full staff. But again, we encourage people to be part of that team, see it, hear it, report it, so that we're not spinning our wheels in areas of the community that don't need as much attention as others.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.